Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to your favorite episode on the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to your favorite series on the internet, Guess the Elo. In this series, I analyze my Twitch subscriber games live on stream, and I try to guess what their chess strength is. This leads to a lot of comical, but also absolutely fascinating battles that we get to watch, dissect, laugh, and learn from. But you already knew that, and if you didn't, then welcome to this series. In this episode, we have a spectacular game. We have also one of the worst games I have probably ever seen in this entire series. We have a cameo from my wife and dog. We have a cameo from a piece of steak and an enchilada that I was eating, and everything in between. So, the World Chess Championship just ended. What better way to follow it up than an absolutely hilarious episode of the greatest series ever made? Maybe except The Sopranos. All right! Gotham Subs got white. We got pawn to d4. And a nice little Queen's Gambit. Shout out to 2021. Changed a lot of people's lives, including my own. Queen's Gambit declined. All right, at least like 1,200. Unless Black has my A6. Oh, terrible. Wow. Black plays the worst possible version, by the way. If you're going to accept the Queen's Gambit, folks, accept the Queen's Gambit either right now or after you've played E6, A6. One of the reasons I made a Queen's Gambit course for Black with the move A6... it's because after A6, you kind of have like a very, very fast-paced pawn to B5, okay? Do not block your own bishop and then decide to take. It doesn't make any sense because now white can play E4 and you cannot play bishop G4. Tremendous. Okay. Absolute ceiling of this game better be 1200, because if you play this and this and just completely neuter your own development... this is very bad. You should not be playing like this. This is very bad. And I mean, I feel like... right, like bishop c4. What? Okay, boss. The whole... like... the entire... okay, like 1,000. Okay. Nobody at around 1,100 and up should not be playing this. I mean, surely they know that bishop takes must be the best move, right? By the way, now black can play b5 and black is completely fine. Take on c4. Of course, black is gonna... okay, gotta be like 900. Oh, bishop d2? How did you take at literally the worst moment? I mean, beyond the worst moment, queen a5, literally only seeing two things, and you fork yourself. I mean, good lord. Oh my god. Okay, good, all good. Just keep attacking. You got a castle. Okay, now it's time to play like a GM, right? Okay, black's queen is just... On a Jorge Masvidal-esque life mission. All right, finding the meaning of life, and now it's gonna come back reinvigorated. All right, now black blocks their own development. Oh my god, now white can sack the knight and open up queen h5 check. Obviously that doesn't happen. Oh my god, look at this. I mean, 60. Okay, the way you need to gauge if you're playing good or bad moves, okay, is think to all of the YouTube videos that you have watched where I have covered Grandmaster games. If their position does not look anywhere even remotely similar, you are playing bad chess. Stop playing the way you're playing immediately, okay? Stop playing the way you are playing. Curry dropped 50 points? Wow. Good thing that is completely meaningless to me because I don't participate in sports gambling. And he goes back to the home square, 20 moves. Oh my god. Bishop c7? Oh, bishop takes knight is crazy. No, of course not. That would have been... okay, so bishop c7 is winning because it's a discovered attack on the rook and it attacks the queen, which is really, really nasty. Oh. I mean... okay, you're either playing against your friend and they're... oh my god, this game is absolute chaos. What is going on? You're either playing against your friend who is losing to you on purpose or... okay, not even queen takes bishop. Or I don't even know what. I feel like white is going to get mated. Is that what's going to happen? Oh! Right on cue! Tremendous! I feel like white is going to get mated. Of course. And mate on e7, right? Yep! Tremendous stuff. Wow. Okay, so, terrible Queen's Gambit. Took the pawn at literally the most inopportune moment. Black played absolutely no developing moves. White basically got lucky and won the game. I mean, I'm going to say between 500 and 600. if you are even a single rating point above that, this has to be a 3-minute game or a 1-minute game. And if it's not and you're above that, God help you. Really. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Truly, God help you. Because I don't think I can. I don't think I can help you, if I'm being completely honest. Okay, let's go find the game. Oh, no. Oh, surely not. No, no. 827? Bro, and he closed his account? Did he tilt after this? Oh, come on! Oh, poor guy. Oh, poor guy. You deleted the account after this game? Honestly, it's kind of like burying the evidence. I don't blame you. I mean, really. I mean, frankly, you should have deleted the account while the game was going on. Thanks for having a sense of humor, though. I feel like sense of humor is lost on people. I mean, frankly, like, as the game is progressing, maybe just delete it. Oh, my goodness. Okay, listen, I wish you all the best with your chess endeavors. But I gotta tell you, brother, sister, all right, please minimize the chaos in your games, okay? Please. You play the Queen's Gambit, you gotta go here and here. Bishop c4, I clicked the wrong move. Right, bishop c4. You gotta take this. And then, when your opponent makes a move, you gotta go, what do they want? What do they want? You didn't... I gotta check the ELO prediction? No, I don't. Honestly, for that game, I don't have to check anything. Next game. Honestly, I'm just making an excuse because I already clicked out of the game. I clicked out of the game and I X'd it out because because if you open 10 analysis tabs on your computer, it'll crash your computer. My computer is on the verge of death, all right? So, all right. Game number two of Guess the Elo. Wow, that was just sickening stuff. We have Gotham Sub. We have Random Noob. Chess.com said you were 400. They were generous. No, I said 500-600, so yeah. All right, Sicilian d3. That is not a move. In fact, black is better on move 2. That's actually kind of impressive. Being worse on move 2? Sensational stuff. Really? Okay, so for the second time in this episode, we are blocking in our own pieces. Excellent move. It's normally bad to move your queen out like this, but it's only bad if a natural developing move attacks your queen, and there is no natural developing move, right? Okay, white offers a queen trade. Black should not trade. Black should develop and try to improve their position. Great. Okay, this is a mild improvement. Fantastic. Black is slightly better. Black is slightly better because I said so and you should listen to me. Yes, I want food. It's the first time in a Guess the ELO recording we're going to have a big steak delivery. Oh, enchilada. I'll eat the enchilada to start.
How are your parents?
They're good? Her parents are good. You guys hear that? I'm going to mute it. I'm going to mute it. What? I'm doing a Benji impression. All right, I'm going to eat some big steak. The one and only man's not hot. So, bishop d6, d4. Knight g4. Tremendous move. Oh, boy. All right, things are about to get real weird. So, you can take this, and it attacks that. That's the best move. What? What? Why did... Okay, black thought they were doing a desperado. Black thought, I win a bishop, so I'm gonna do this. And I saw in a YouTube video once, in a Gotham TikTok... what a desperado is, okay? So the guy was like, so this person decided, okay, I'm gonna do a desperado because I'm gonna lose my bishop, but then win the, yeah, that's not. What? Guys, y'all got to stop believing your opponents. Okay, take the pawn. Nice. Bring the bishop out. That's a great move. I know you're not supposed to play f6, but that's a great move. Uh-oh, you gonna hang the bishop? Oh, we going in. Take the rook. You gotta guard this, or you gotta create counterplay. What are you gonna do? Oh, a little passive. but... You know what they say. Little passive, slightly massive. Nice. Bring the... Yep. Ah, why? Oh, that was just a... Oh, no. Oh, the knights are too much. Oh, the knights are running loops. Oh, the knights are too good. Guys, you cannot trade rooks when it's the only piece you have. That is not... That's it. It's over. White is just gonna take all your pawns, because this pawn calmly just... Yeah, I mean, it's over. Just... Okay. All right. C4's fine. Yep. Okay. There's nothing there. It's... Just take it. Yep. Oh my god. Yo, oh my god. He had to not do that. He had to play like king f3. Or king g1. Because black cannot go here. And black can, oh my god, he had to stop the... Oh my god. Oh my god, if you take, it's queen. If you take, oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, the technique. Oh, no stalemate. Oh my god, I thought it was stalemate. Oh my god, I thought it was stalemate. I thought it was stalemate. Wow. Luck or planned? Luck or planned? Was that a miracle? Yeah, so the opening was weird and white played uber solid. Then this was just some narcotics chess. Then it was good again. And then it got, yeah, then black just made a blunder. And then, yeah, white just couldn't find a way against the... You know what? I'm going to say like... Yo, I'm going to say like 1,300. I'm going to say like 1,200, 1,300. Is that insane? Am I crazy? Am I completely insane? Is it 1,200, 1,300? No. I think this game is actually a very weird opening. Turned into...
Bro, this is a game of 2 1,500s?
Why did the last guy delete his account? I mean, here's two candidates. Oh my goodness! I mean, I thought I was being generous! 1,500?! Really? Like, for real... Both players, that's insane. Oh my gosh. And then, how much time did White have in this endgame? White had 4 minutes? I mean, the winning plan is just this. Like, it's not complicated. Just so you guys understand, the king has to stay next to the pawn. 3-on-1 should never beat a king. 3-on-0 could beat a king. That's wild. Wow. That's intense. That was not good. That was not good. I did not expect that. I did not expect that that is what that was. His name is Steak? Oh, I should have seen the chess.com guess. Yeah. It's okay. It does, honestly, not worth it. E4. All right, 400. Let's go check. I will check right now. What the chess.com thought white was 15. What? Oh, no, I got to put this up on the screen. Are you kidding me, chess.com? What the heck? You thought they were 1,517? Chess.com, yo, get out of here. Shut up, chess.com. Honestly, chess.com, honestly, can I be honest? You're wrong. This is trash. This is a trash estimate. You're wrong. I don't know how many people were how many developers worked on this. This is trash. Nope. You could have worked for on 6 months. Trash. Terrible. I mean, you gotta call it like it is. Honestly, chess.com gotta start calling it like it is, bro. Like, they did not play like 1700s. Get that out of here, bro. Get that out of here. Okay. I love this. Two pawns? Yes. Oh, goodness. Oh, sensational. Oh! Is he gonna blunder this? Wait, it's a slight inaccuracy. The bishop is supposed to be on c4. This is still winning for white. Yep, this is still winning for... You have to not play knight g5, though. You have to play, like, rook g7. Yeah, I know, guys. You don't have to give me the thesis statement as to... How did white just play, like, Magnus Carlsen and then, like, the person that he's drinking alcohol with on the stream? This is like if Magnus played the first 7 moves and then, like, went to piss and gave the game to his friend... who he's drinking with that doesn't know how to play chess. You've seen those Magnus drunk streams, right? Where he's just like crushing games. It's like Magnus, like, hey, you play a move and then I'm gonna go. And then the guy just hangs all his pieces. Oh my God, he's not taking. The rook is just hanging. Okay, now it's defended. All right, now, yeah, just queen g7 and it's over. Yep. Why are you playing defense? What are you afraid of? You have, like, an overwhelming attack here. Stream is crashing again. All right, stream is crashing again. Tremendous. Oh, we're back. All right. YouTube, if you see chat writing F a lot, it's not because they have an obsession with the letter. F means the stream crashed for some reason. I don't know. All right, queen g2. I don't know why we're playing defense. It's raining a lot in New York. You know, it rains, and apparently, like, fiber optic cables that I pay $100 a month for my internet. Yeah, that's how much I pay. Yeah. Tax deductible, though. All right, this is winning, but white's not going to play that. Yeah, well, now it's there. Oh, my. He almost made it. Whoa. Is he going to play bishop b5? Oh my God. Oh, he's a champ. Queen e6. Oh, he's a champ. King b1. Yeah. I get it because he's trying to move the knight. And now knight e4. Oh, boss man. Danger levels. Knockout. Oh, please, for the love of God. Queen f7 is mate. Bro, how did you do this? How did you even... You gave your queen a boost. And then you cut the... It's still... Oh, queen f7. Oh, my God. No. When you move a piece and you attack something, you got to think where it's going to move and your rook no longer defends the bishop. Oh, my God. It's made. A million ways it's made. Oh, thank God. I mean, I'm sorry to bring God into it, all right? God does not want to be thanked for this game. God wants to be left alone when it comes to Guess the Elo. Okay. Queen f6 is edgy, right? I mean, I love this. This is great. c3, d4 is really, really excellent stuff. Really excellent. Yeah, hanging this and then hanging that is wild, though. Gotta be triple digit. I mean, if this is 4-digit, I don't even know what to say. I'm gonna say like 850. 850. I could see it being 850. There is absolutely no way this is 4 digits. There is just no way. I mean, the queen is here to take this. Like, there's no way. Not in a million years is this 4 digits. Okay, I know my fair share against the ELO. This is not a 4-digit game. All right, 900. Thankfully, I was right for once. Okay, 900. I said 8-900. They were 900. Go through the whole game. I just did. I don't. If you don't have an ability to see or hear, I'm very sorry about that. But I definitely went through the whole game. I said that. All right. Now, what does chess.com think? Frankly, I don't even want to click on it. Game review. All right, you can send me your game review links. Let's see what chess.com thinks of this catastrophe. 2 a.m., not an excuse. I play my best chess at 2 in the morning, all right? Because it distracts me from the pain of oh my goodness, this is tough. No. Oh my goodness! The whole game was bad! That game was pretty Oh my god. Okay, you win. You win, guess the ELO. I've recorded like 70 episodes. You win. You win. You win. You win. You win. That's it. You win. Congrats. Honestly, this will go down. You gotta mint this game as an NFT. You gotta put this game up in your living room. If you're going on dates, you gotta open with I made it to a Gotham video. And the title is literally named after me, because I'm probably gonna name it, unless another game is better, I'm gonna name it 100 ELO Guess the ELO. Or something like, I don't know, I'll think of it. Alright? You won. Officially, you are currently the title holder in Guess the ELO. I mean, we've had some brilliancies. You take the cake. This was sensational. Not a single move was good. I feel like the only move that was good was forced. You had one good move, you had one legal move, and you played it. That was great. 150. I mean, my God. 150 is wild. I love it. Great stuff. Thank you for sending it in. That was tremendous. And by the way, if you get roasted on Guess the ELO, that's literally what you signed up to do. All right? And I'm trying to be instructional as well. A lot of one-move mistakes, completely disregarding, you know, I wasn't super instructional for this game, but, you know, we're still learning. Yeah, 150. Didn't I show you? I definitely had it on the screen, did I not? I thought I did. I thought I put it up on the screen. I guess y'all missed it, or I don't know. Maybe is the chat lagging? Maybe some, it's lagging for some of you. All right, because the stream crashed a few times. All right, Caro, nice exchange, Caro, beautiful. Oh, so far so good. Oh, tremendous. Oh my God. Okay, not necessary. Not necessary. It's not necessary because you don't have any pressure here. You only want to take the knight if you are going to land a blow after. There is no blow after. That could have been phrased better. You should trade for the bishop if anything, okay? You take the knight if this move brings you something. It doesn't, all right? It absolutely does not bring... This is very well protected. Now, you're fine. Oh, you're playing like Dingley Wren. Oh, love it. Oh, get in there. Yes. Oh, look at white panicking. Oh, look at you not... Oh, rook g8. Let's go. That's what I like to see. We got a good game for the first time. Good game. The first good game of this whole episode. We just saw a game that chess.com literally thought was 50 points higher than if your dog played on your account, all right? Literally. So this is the best game of the episode. We just had a game chess.com just said was a 150 game. All right. So, you know, let's go. Rook g8. What the man, everybody knows the whole point of castling is to touch the rooks together. Love it. How are you going to trade queens, man? How are you going to trade queens, man? He traded queens. That's crazy, bro. Oh my God. What are you, Magnus? You trying to get an endgame? Oh my God. All right. I hate this now. Oh, now I like it again. Oh, sack the. Oh yeah. That's kind of a, you could take it though. Don't be scared. Don't be scared, homie. King B8, Rook D8, Rook C8, sack the Rook. You feeling Chad? Sack the Rook. Oh, he's getting in. Oh, Rook F3. Oh, hung the Bishop. Yo. Oh. Like 1400. And that is going to be my guess for this game. $1,350? $1,400. Between $1,350 and $1,400. It was not this one. Wow. 1,625. Okay, but it was a blitz game. And what did chess.com think? Oh, chess.com thought it was a 2,300 game. Yeah? 2,300. Wow. That is sensational. Good game. Well done. Okay, I'll tell you why I thought like 1400. A few, like, I thought you didn't quite under... You played a little too solidly. Clearly, your ambition here should be to attack. I thought you played a bit too solidly. I hope you're not insulted. And I also thought, like, your opponent kind of, you know, gave it to you a bit. But that was a very well-played game. I mean, I can't be mad at that. That we always need one of those. All right? We always need one of those. Every guest that Elo has a game, someone's like, yep, I'm a huge Chad. I won that game. That was me. All right. We'll end today's episode. So the person that submitted this game, was it this game or the last game of this whole thing? I think, I don't remember, but somebody, I mean, it's going to be very tough to, oh, going to be very tough to top that other one. Okay. E4. Vienna. Ah, yes. The Caro Vienna. Not actually what it's called. This is actually not in my course because it's a horrible move, but a pretty good rule of thumb is the fact that if you can, like, a lot of people will play this. If you can play the move D4 against something where your opponent cannot play knight C6, it's probably a good move. So, for example, against bishop B4 on the second move in the E4 course, the move is D4. Because pawn takes, queen takes, hits this. So that this, now white is just doing very well, okay? So, if they play c6, a good rule is to just do this. And it's not the Vienna, but they don't have this move. And if they go here, d5 is a horrible weakness, and they're much worse. Okay? So, this is very bad. d4 is good, but okay, if you just play normal, you'll be fine. Yeah, why now? f4 only makes sense when you can go e5. You cannot play e5. Okay, you're doing it your way. Fine. This is a horrible move. Completely not addressing anything. I would just take, and I would take. What? What? You love the recaps? Thank you so much. I love that you love them. Thanks for tolerating the thumbnails. Oh, it's game over. Just bishop f7, bishop e5. I mean, something's winning. e5. I get it. I get it. Oh, that's a brutal defensive move. Oh, that's even more... Oh, yep. Oh. Queen g4? Ooh! Oh! Ah! Oh! Oh! Oh, welcome... Oh, my God, walk of shame. Oh! What the fuck? Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, I thought that this episode already had a legendary game. What the... Bro took his soul. Bro banned him on chess.com for all future IP logins. Okay, just the opening on its own is like a telling sign because this is a terrible way to play against the Vienna. But... So do we think this person is low-rated but played the game of their life? Because f4 was bad. And all... This was terrible. I mean, I don't know what this was. What do we think? Was this just the most legendary game, like a 1200 ever played? Oh my God, I have like no info at all. Oh, that's insane. That's like a hilarious puzzle. Oh my God. All right, I'm going to say 1,000. Literally. I'm going to say 1,000, not because white played like 1,000. No, but would 1,000 find this? Would 1,000 play bishop e6? All right. You know what? I I'm gonna say like 1600. But black played so bad. Was this a high level game where one person played horribly, or was it a low level? I'm gonna say 1600, 1700. I don't. There's no way someone that low rated played that kind of a sacrificial attack. 1180.
It was a daily game. Okay. Okay. That makes a little more sense. That's... Alright. I mean... That's nuts. But... Stop sending daily games. Don't send me a daily game. That was... Oh my god, that was unbelievable. Yeah, you get 24 hours to think of a move. I mean, it's gonna be a good move. Oh my... That was... What a game that was. Good lord. I mean, he took his soul. I've never seen something like that. Hi. Why are you sending him here? Oh. Can I trouble you for an orange soda? I love you. Oh my god, that was... he's trying to leave! He's shoving the door open! Oh my god!